Good morning, it's Friday, December the 11th, and welcome to the Deadline Press Agency run-through of what's in the Scottish newspapers today. I'm Oliver Faramond.
And I'm Michael McLeod, and let's dig in. Scottish Sun this morning carries the story that every paper pretty much has on its front pages, the MP's expenses, because they're just getting more and more audacious as the figures come out. £10.7 million in claims have been revealed today, including this infamous bell tower. But it's not just Quentin Davis, the millionaire defence minister, who's getting picked on. They've, of course, gone through great detail with everyone's expenses.
Some of the good ones here. Mark Francoise, a Conservative MP, claimed £1.29 for a pot noodle. John Speller, who's a government whip, claimed 47p for a pair of Tesco rubber gloves. And Glen Rothes by-election winner Lindsay Roy, who the Sun have noted is balding, claimed £24 for a Baby Bliss Salon dry hairdryer. That claim was rejected by officials.
But you turn the page, and in stark contrast, Brian Lewis has dug out stats showing that Scotland is the poor man of the UK. Households have an average of £55,000 less than the rest of the country, which is just almost depressing when you contrast it, as they've done with the expenses on the other page.
They've got a little graphic here comparing the figures between England and Scotland, and the average wealth of a household in England, it says here, is £287,900, and in Scotland it's just £150,000, and plummeting property prices in Scotland, probably something to do with this.
The Times aren't holding back either this morning on the expenses story. They've specifically, because it's their Scotland edition, picked out some Scottish shameful claims, including Eric Joyce, the Falkirk MP, was told to repay over £5,000 because he wrongly used MPs' cash, well, our cash, of course, to go abroad. There's a lovely story on page 5 of the Times today about the first whiskey in 100 years to be made in England, but it's been made in Norfolk, but the makers just couldn't avoid getting Scotland involved. They actually had to persuade a Scot to come out of retirement to help make it.
Part of the feature here, a nice little blue breakout box. They've got a review of the whiskey by Jim Murray, who presumably is a sort of whiskey reviewer professionally, and it's a nicely written little review and ends with, by George, I think they've got it, so I think Jim Murray's a fan.
The Scottish Daily Mail, of course, can't resist a front page about the expenses either and how the scandal's rolling on. They've picked on Jackie Smith, of course, and it turns out the infamous porn films that she claimed for recently, she was actually reimbursed 3 times for. But the story, as always, with most of these ones, is propped up with an apology, a grovelling one at that.
And on the bottom of page 6, along with the expenses, they have a story saying that Scottish Secretary of State Jim Murphy, they're saying, led the way for MPs north of the border who flipped their second homes. He changed his official second home from his home in East Renfrewshire to a London flat. But there's a very sort of no-nonsense statement from Jim here dismissing what the Mail are accusing him of.
Animal charities are said to be outraged at this story later in the Daily Mail today. It's about pygmy hedgehogs, which are the new fashion accessory for people who have posh handbags, apparently. It's said to be the new craze for the rich, including footballers' wives and girlfriends, ousting the tiny dogs that they used to carry. So shih tzus are out, hedgehogs are in.
And there's a statement here from Leanne Plumtree of the RSPCA saying that while pygmy hedgehogs are undoubtedly very cute, they should not be used as fashion accessories. Would you own a pygmy hedgehog?
Not a chance. I think it's really cruel. But Diana Mather, who they say is a self-styled etiquette and style expert, says these animals are the perfect present for Christmas. But they're a bit spiky. The Mirror continues its campaign against David Cameron. They really are going for it against the Tories, and they've just slapped hypocrite across their front page after he claimed £1,081 of mortgage interest payments.
And they've contrasted that with a statement he made earlier this year in May, saying the public are really angry and we have to say, look, the system was wrong and we are sorry about that. And all this is on the front page, so the Mirror being truly relentless with their pursuit of the Tories at the moment.
Speaking of getting your money's worth, later in the Mirror today, they've, not that it's any help for Scotland fans, but for anyone going to the World Cup, they've figured out everything that you'll need to buy when you're out in South Africa and contrasted it with what it costs here. And they're saying that it's low-cost living in South Africa. So maybe if anyone's going over to support Algeria, America, or Slovenia, you'll be able to get a pint of beer for £1.24, a Big Mac meal for only £2.49. And if it does get a bit hot, which I'm sure most Scotland fans would struggle with, it's only 83p for an ice cream cone.
the front page of the Daily Star of Scotland got me pretty excited. It's a very eye-catching image of Simon Cowell wielding a blood-splattered axe. The story is that X Factor might not return next year. Simon Cowell has not signed a contract to appear in 2010, and they're suggesting that the final coming up could be the last.
Turning inside, you find the truth, as you always do in the Star, and apparently he's waiting for a £2 million showdown talk.
Unconventional proposals always seem to make pretty good stories, and this one's in a few of the papers today. But in the Star, on page 18, a paramedic proposed to his girlfriend using an eagle. They went to the Falconry Centre in Fife, which is lovely, by the way, and they came to the centre, and he dropped down on one knee, and staff released an eagle, which landed on her arm, bearing a ring. Lovely stuff.
This happened in Kirkcaldy, actually, just near us. The couple who are from Kent were up on what's turned out to be a honeymoon trip. And the headline was obviously irresistible for the Star. It's, "Falcon Hell, Michelle, will you marry me?"
And we all know Daily Star readers probably quite like a boozy night out. And on page 29, there's a story for them. "Your Xmas night out could cost Scots economy £54 million. And these are the sick days that are anticipated to be taken after the spate of Christmas parties that are about to begin. I'm quite looking forward to ours.
Yeah, but it's always a good time, and the stats say that 1 in 4 Scottish workers plan on photocopying their bits and bobs in the office.
The Record as well have the expenses story on page 1, and they've got a nice spread on page 8 and 9, and the disgraced MP Jim Devine, who's already been deselected from standing in the next general election over his expenses claims, it's come out here that he's claimed a further £2,000 on plastering his London home, so the future not looking bright for Jim. The Daily Express, the voice of New Scotland, also expenses on the front page, but on page 6 and 7 they've got a spread on Alistair Darling's hugely controversial pre-budget report, and they're reporting here that Alex Salmond has said that Scotland could miss out to the tune of £800 million on Labour's spending squeeze, as they're calling it.
Yep, if anyone tuned in to Radio Scotland, they would have heard the live First Minister's questions yesterday. Salmond was actually roaring through it, as he always does. I think he enjoys it, but he's said this is Labour's recession and nobody else's.
It wouldn't be the Daily Express without a solid Madeleine McCann story, and all credit to them, this has actually been widely reported today. Kate and Jerry McCann are on their way to Portugal today to appear in a libel trial against a Portuguese detective who's written a book saying that they are implicated in some way in Madeleine's disappearance, and he's actually got another book coming out, so this is just dragging on and on and on. The Scots are one of the few papers not to have expenses on the front page today, and instead they've got Mike Russell, who has they're claiming has backtracked over two key SNP education policy pledges. Apparently the 18 class size limit will only affect 20% of P1 to 3 children, and also the free meals pledge is out the window due to costing.
If that is out the window, it's going to be quite hard for them to turn it around, because a lot of areas like Clackmannanshire, where I used to work at the Wee County News, it only has a facility for frozen food meals. So to actually get rid of that when it costs millions in the first place would be quite drastic. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It's 12 years now since Labour came to power in 1997 and ushered in Scottish devolution, and a lot of high-powered cabinet meetings then to decide exactly what direction that will take. And Jack Straw has vetoed the publication of these cabinet meetings that detail some of the splits in the cabinet, saying who was for and who was against and who was on the fence. And on The Scotsman, this is the story on page 7.
They've propped up the story with a breakout box about how the cabinet was completely divided over the Scottish Home Rule. Supporters included, of course, Donald Dewar, we all knew that, but also Alistair Darling, Andrew Hardy QC, the Lord Advocate at the time, and Gavin Strang, David Blunkett. But against the idea were Jack Straw, Frank Dobson, and a few didn't even bother saying, Anne Taylor, Secretary of State for National Heritage, Chris Smith, and the Attorney General, John Morris QC.
And finally, on page 9 of The Scotsman, some depressing demographic statistics about Scotland. Between July and September of this year, compared to the same period the year before, births were down 263, marriages were down 645, and the death rate went down by 199, which is obviously good. But they're saying that the recession is a turn-off for Scottish couples.
I'm sure it's not that people aren't falling in love, but the professor who's come up with the figures, Robert Wright from Strathclyde, who's a population projections expert, says that it's simply just the recession, and some people are deciding that now's not the best time to have children. Thanks for listening. That sums up today's papers. I'm Michael McLeod.
And I'm Oliver Faramond, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.